From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. The U.S. Supreme Court has overturned Colorado's ban on conversion therapy for the LGBTQI+ community. Utah has a similar ban, but those who worked on it say the ruling is unlikely to impact it. KUER's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
Conversion therapy, the widely discredited practice of trying to change someone's sexual orientation or gender identity, was effectively banned in Utah in 2023 through a bipartisan effort. Marina Lowe, Policy Director for Equality Utah, says she's confident they got it right the first time.
We explicitly worked with lawmakers on other sides of the aisle, other stakeholders, to really hear the concerns and try and craft something that was very unique to Utah.
Both sides worked to preserve the free speech rights of therapists in Utah, as well as protecting minors from harmful discredited practices. Gail Razika is the president of the conservative Utah Eagle Forum. She says if the ruling does impact Utah, she wants to see the same team take the reins.
If there's some tweaks that need to be made, that will be easy to do. And I think we probably could do that with the same people.
The ruling overturned Colorado's 2019 ban on conversion therapy after a Christian counselor said it infringed on the First Amendment. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KUER News.
Going to a Utah public college or university is about to get more expensive. Tuition and fees are going up an average of just under 3% starting this fall. The money will help pay for the rising costs of fuel, sports, and faculty salaries. And the change comes after lawmakers cut $10 million from the higher education budget this year. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the University of Utah is still the priciest school, costing roughly $11,000 a year for the average in-state student. Snow College saw the highest percent change in cost, but it's the state's cheapest. The U.S. Forest Service is moving its headquarters to Salt Lake City. KUER's Caroline Ballard has more.
The Trump administration says it wants leadership to be closer to the forests and communities the agency serves. That means moving the headquarters from D.C. to Utah. Governor Spencer Cox praised the idea on social media. He called it a, quote, big win for Utah and the West. And Senator Mike Lee simply said, welcome to Utah Forest Service. The move is part of a broader restructuring that will bring sweeping changes. All regional Forest Service offices will close. Instead, there will now be 15 state-level directors overseeing the surrounding areas. And its research arm will be consolidated and headquartered in Fort Collins, Colorado. Caroline Ballard, KUER News.
Freestyle snowboarders are getting a brand new facility in Park City. Park City Mountain is set to host Season 2 of the Snow League, a competition that features the world's top athletes in half-pipe snowboarding and free-skiing. The three-day event will happen in January of next year, on the same weekend that used to welcome the Sundance Film Festival. The 22-foot half-pipe is larger than the traditional 18-foot. According to the Associated Press, Park City hasn't had a half-pipe this big since 2019, when it hosted the World Championships. Three-time gold medalist Sean White created the league, and it had its inaugural season last year. You are listening to KUER News.